Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has some great music to introduce us to. After the swing era of the 1930s, the jazz clarinet seemed in danger of extinction. But lately there's been a major resurgence of interest in the instrument. Kevin says one clarinetist worth watching is Andy Biskin, as much for his composing as his playing. Born in Texas, Biskin lives in New York, where he worked for a time as an assistant to folklorist Alan Lomax. In the 1990s, Biskin started a couple of bands, both heard on his new CD, but he started on the road to being a leader when he was 15 and came across some old sheet music at a store in his native San Antonio. Kevin reviews Biskin's debut CD.
Clarinetist Andy Biskin got his initial inspiration as composer and bandleader from old arrangements for small wind bands he'd stumbled on as a teenager back in Texas. Some of those charts date from the 1930s. That may be why his pieces recall early jazz and old social music in various ways. Short solos alternate with tightly arranged passages. The rhythm section plays two-beat oompah rhythms once in a while, and his quintet has a trumpet, clarinet, and trombone front line like an old New Orleans jazz band. Even so, the sound he gets from those old ingredients is quite fresh. You can't pin his music down to any one period or style. Andy Biskin's compositions tend to be light in tone, even a bit frothy at times, but they have real substance. His tunes often have a transparent logic, as if he was still working through the basics he'd picked up from those old music books. One favorite ploy is to take a riff, expand or contract it in time, and then extend it into a longer line. He grows a whole tune from a small seed. That's Andy Biskin's tune, Table Manners. It's from his new CD, Dog Mental, on the GM label. Biskin is a good clarinet player, too, with a full and liquid tone and a knack for nimble phrasing. His style is appropriately slippery, in keeping with the way he writes. Biskin's CD mostly features his quintet with trumpeter Ron Horton bassist Ben Allison, and drummer Matt Wilson, all fine players. There are also a few tracks by his earlier quartet, recorded in 1996. Both bands include trombonist Bruce Idem. In New York, he works a lot in big bands and Broadway shows, but he's a strong soloist too. Idem really brings out the blues feeling latent in some of this music. Biskin's quartet and quintet both favor a spare, open texture that comes from not having a piano on board. The downside is, Biskin the composer can be a bit too fond of two-chord bass vamps to anchor the blowing. Still, that's a minor beef compared to what he's accomplished, making modern music using old ideas. It's as if he picked through the rubble of collapsed buildings, collecting a door here and a window frame there and some lumber around back, and then built himself a handsome new house.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Dog Mental, the debut recording by the Andy Biskin Quintet. Coming up, Maureen Corrigan reviews the true crime book, The Island of Lost Maps. This is Fresh Air.